called Jesus Was a Bachelor. The man I most admire, he spread love throughout his world. The man I most admire didn't mess with girls. He looked around, saw the deal, said, I can't do this. I'm gonna get my 12 best buds, go drink wine and fish. Jesus was a bachelor, and so was Buddha too. Could it be that they knew something more than me and you? Buddha cut the ties that bind and headed for nirvana. Women tried to marry Jesus, but he said, I don't wanna. Relationships take lots of time and compromise at best. Maybe all the saints knew they could never pass that test. Take Mother Teresa, chose to do good works instead. They say nuns all marry Jesus, but, well, he's dead. Jesus was a bachelor, and so was Buddha, too. Could it mean that they knew something more than me and you? Buddha chose enlightenment over married life. Jesus couldn't save mankind and satisfy a wife. So if all of your friends are saying I do, but you just won't, take comfort in the fact that even Jesus said I don't. If you wanna set your sights on more ethereal worlds, don't let your lower chakras chase material boys and girls. Jesus was a bachelor, and so was Buddha too. Could it be that they knew something more than me and you? Buddha left his family for much less worldly pastures. Jesus was too busy getting ready for the rapture. Well, some folks now dispute this thought, but Jesus was unwed. A rabbi single in those days, there is no way, they've said. Well, as for me, I think the way of partnering is best, 'cause I'd like to be enlightened and still be having. Jesus was a bachelor, well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe he was married and that church in Rome forgot. Some say Mary Magdalene was wife and apostle. I don't know what you think, but I say, hey, it's possible. Well, there's one more possibility we should not overlook. Maybe there's another way that Jesus was mistook. I know what I'm suggesting is not what some want to hear. But if it troubles you, then it's not love you feel, but fear. If Jesus was a bachelor, then maybe he was gay. That would be quite frightening for some Christians today. They'd like to ban gay marriage, but the Bible's been misconstrued. What kind of Christianity judges and excludes?